All right, it's Tuesday night. It's time for the worst. 312-981-7200. This, of course, is a very simple subject segment. What's the worst? What's the worst? As we said before, anyone who Facebook lives Beyonce from the nosebleeds, and as Pete added, Facebook living the video screen right. at Beyonce, not actual Beyonce, but the video screen of her.
We can't see actually
yeah,
her.
Right. Yeah, right. And so that's the worst. That's
so basically you're just bootlegging a Beyonce concert, right? That's just what that is.
Exactly. Of course, it's the segment where we will collectively bemoan and decry and cry and point out the miseries of our society for prizes. That's what we're going to do tonight. We got a pair of tickets to Barefoot in the Park. We also have some pizzas to give away, Lou Malnati's gift certificates. It's the worst here on the download. I want to introduce our panel tonight, Dave Hellum. Dave was on the program before. He is performing in Second City's Afrofuturism, the great show at Second City Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. Dave, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Erica Reed is here. She's also a member of She's Crafty, the Beastie Boys tribute group that we play at Reggie's this Saturday night. Also, she's directing a comedy about baseball called Strike Three, which will be at the Public House Theater Wednesdays in June. And she's also going to be part of the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. Erica Reed, thanks for being here.
Oh, my gosh. It is such a pleasure and an honor.
This is becoming – I emceed the Bike to Drive this week. I was downstairs and there's people were like, hey, man, how about you? This is the worst. You're like, all right.
You know what the worst is the day after the bike, the drive, when you hadn't biked in a year and you're like, oh, things are hurting.
See, the key to emceeing is you don't bike.
Yeah.
So you act like you're with everybody and like, oh, yeah, how was it? Everybody, so was it crazy? Wasn't it crazy?
They had that naked bike ride last year. Yeah. That was pretty disgusting. Yeah. Seeing like fat people on divvy bikes, like just... I don't want to see that.
You got to wipe it down like at the gym.
Why would you be naked on a public bike? Like, that's not...
There's so many things wrong with that.
Get your own bike if you're going to...
Yeah, don't be divvy for the naked bike ride.
Don't do that. That's the worst.
I have a yearly subscription just for the naked bike.
Pete Zimmerman, how are you, my man?
Wonderful.
All right, you want to start us off with the worst this week?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
What's the worst?
What's the worst?
Deodorant that's good for the environment. It's terrible.
You really had some deodorant problems lately.
It's like putting grass on your armpits.
Yeah,
this doesn't work.
That's your Rogers Park spirit. That's going over to the Heartland being like, I need some deodorant.
No, I need chemicals. Give me chemicals. Right. Screw
that's
the environment.
For. There you go. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn first. Dave, what do you got?
The worst for me is people who don't respect my vegetarianism. Like, I tell people I'm a vegetarian. I'm not a small guy, right? But they never say, like, oh, that's great. They say, oh, well, how long have you been vegetarian? Because they're like testing me. You know, I'm just like, I don't like you. And then I have to go to McDonald's. And here's the worst as well. When I order an egg and cheese biscuit and it costs more money than a biscuit with meat on it, right? I'm just like, how?
Yeah, it's like they somehow decide because it's customized.
Yeah.
Because they took the meat off it, that's more money.
Well, that's a sausage biscuit, 99 cents, but my egg and cheese biscuit is $6.70. Which does not. I hate you. I hate you, McDonald's.
That's the worst.
That's the worst. All right, Erica, what do you got?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
When you're listening to a live recording of a concert and then the band has the audience sing, I don't want to hear the audience sing. I want to hear the band sing. And you know what else is the worst about that? Is that all audiences sound the same. It could be any concert, same audience.
Yes.
That's a very good point.
It's the worst.
I paid money to hear this live concert after the fact. I don't want to hear the audience sing.
I don't want to hear the I could sing.
Right.
I don't want to hear myself sing.
You guys know the words.
Yeah. Always makes me
Who's
mad.
Who's singing? Who does that? What artists do that? Is that like
a lot. I feel like a lot. Yes. And it always makes me really
There's a certain genre of music. I guess it crosses over genre.
Yeah.
Because I could see a country singer doing that. Like, everybody, I got friends. place.
Right.
Yeah, you can do that. And then rappers will do it, right? Yeah. Do it for their stuff. And
now,
then...
I have to fully disclose that when I'm at concerts and bands ask us to do that, I will fully sing full voice.
Right. When you're there, but not...
But I don't want to record it and listen to it later. Or I don't want anybody else to hear it.
That's weird, yeah. I agree.
It's the worst.
Let's go to Justin on the line. Justin, what's the worst?
Worst is when the weather is anything other than ideal, the expressways will turn into a parking lot.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't understand the physics, the basic physics of that. It's not, it's just rain.
You can do 90 miles an hour in sunny dry, but when it rains, it's 5 miles or less.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man. That is true. That I don't know what it is about bad weather that makes Chicago turn into a parking lot. Obviously, everyone slows down. I guess it's safety in some form. All right, 224. The worst is when your sick 2-year-old spits right into your mouth and then laughs.
That's the worst.
Yeah, what?
I just snorted. I'm sorry. That's so ridiculous.
Makes me wonder if it was an intentional or an accidental. That toddler.
312's got, you know what's the worst? Washing a load of your clothes and then going to put on your favorite shirt and finding that somehow one of your kids' blue crayons snuck into the wash.
Oh,
man.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's disappointing.
A crayon?
Like, a crayon.
It's not a marker. You would think that a marker would have more. Well,
but I feel like there would be no way. Once that melted down in some form and it was stuck to your clothes, there's no way you're nowhere getting that
out. You have to iron it out with like wax paper or something.
I have no experience with this like whatsoever.
224 followed up. This was the when your kid's sick and spits in your mouth and then laughs. He did it on purpose.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst. That's the worst.
You need an exorcism at this point. If your child's spitting in your throat. Like
262 says, the worst is when the DMV screws up and everyone has to wait in long lines for emissions testing. They're ripping on something that happened to me today.
What happened?
I was complaining about it earlier that it wasn't a DMV. It's the Secretary of State's office. They messed up with the paperwork. Because they've been doing this thing where they're not sending stuff out because, you know, stamps cost money and they don't have any anymore.
Right.
So essentially to get your city sticker, or not your city, but your license plate sticker, you have to, on some years, you have to do an emissions test before they let you. Well, they didn't send the paperwork out, so nobody knows. So they're going to the DMVs and they're like, hey, you got to go get your emissions tested. Mm-hmm. So today in Chicago and in the suburbs, there were 5-mile lines. And there was a huge story in Chicago at Webster and... Webster and Elston.
Yeah, it's near Elston.
That it just like it curled traffic like miles in each direction because we were joking about the person just, I'm turning left. I don't care. I'm blocking it.
Wow. I dance right near there in my dance company, and there was lots of talk about Elston is
it's
backed
out of control,
up. Right? Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah, all the aldermen were in the news tonight about it because it was such a big deal. Like because people all waited to the last minute because they didn't know they had to do it. And then they had to do it.
That area is pretty congested just most of the time, though. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, Whirly Ball moved over there.
Yeah.
And you can't get anywhere.
That's what my first thought when I came up on the emissions thing. I'm like, well, Whirly Ball's pretty popular today. Let's hope it's Whirly Ball. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back, play some more of the worst with Erica and Dave. Stay with us.
It's going down,
It's the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200, our new night for the worst, Tuesday nights, and to christen, Dave Hellum and Erica Reed are here. Dave Hellum, part of the Second City Afrofuturism show that you can see Tuesday and Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. Erica Reed, she's in She's Crafty, the Beastie Boys tribute band, which will be at Reggie's on Saturday night.
I want to see that. That sounds like really cool.
You should come see it.
It is good.
It's
very
amazing.
Good. She's also directing a comedy about baseball called Strike 3 at the Public House Theater Wednesdays in June. And she's also going to be at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival in June as well. All right, 312-981-7200. 262 says, the worst is when you're watching the Cubs game on TV. And you see people in the box seats looking at their phone and not paying attention to each pitch.
Mm. That's an old person. You darn smartphone. Like, yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's reality.
I don't know if I've ever been to a game, even before cell phones, where I paid attention to every pitch. I mean, it feels like that's, you kind of go and you're like, it's a somewhat social event, especially with your friends.
It's such a slow game, too. Like, it's not like it's a hockey game or it's basketball even. Like, it's just, baseball players are some of the most out of shape people. Not Jake Arrieta. Like, I know he's like a beast, but I just remember like Kruk and just looking like at any moment he was going to need like to have like a triple bypass surgery like, after the game was over.
It's charm. That's baseball charm.
Yeah.
Maybe those people in the bleachers were Facebook Living it for one. We don't know. They're like up in the bleachers. Just,
you make a good point. It is essentially bootlegging. So it is. Didn't they teach us in What's Happening when they tried to bootleg the Doobie Brothers concert? Mm. And that was a big deal. Do you remember that? Like the neighborhood
tough-in? I don't, but I
tough-in?
Wish I did.
Nobody remembers that.
No, that's, come
this,
on.
This is not a real thing. Like you just made this up right here.
The neighborhood ruffian. Makes rerun stick a tape recorder underneath his shirt for a Doobie Brothers concert, and they're in the front row,
and they get up,
and they're like, "Yay!" and it drops out, and they're all like, "Hey, man, look!" Like they look
like it was a wire,
and they go backstage and they work it out, but it's like almost to tell not to bootleg.
You know what? I have to find this episode, and to find it, I'm gonna have to bootleg it.
You are gonna have to bootleg the YouTube of the bootleg. 312-981-7200. All right. Wow, the worst. Okay, this is a long one. You guys ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
My bathroom at 3:45 Monday morning. I got up to go to the bathroom and lifted up the lid and proceeded to drop my cell phone in the toilet. Google said to put the phone in a sealed bag of white rice to dry it out, which I didn't have because I'm off white carbs. So I go to the 24-hour convenience store around the corner, and they don't sell rice, period. Ended up using a vacuum cleaner hose to suck out all the moisture, as per a YouTube video told me. Phone has worked fine, but randomly rebooted 3 times on the bike tonight at the gym.
Wow. That's
a lot.
That's a lot. I'm also... Your Thank phone you. At 3 in the morning when you use the bathroom? You got to check your phone
just
at 3
Just go
in
to the
morning.
Bathroom, right?
Just go to the bathroom. Like me, when I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I just stumble out of bed like a zombie.
Right.
I'm in, I'm out.
You're not checking Twitter.
I don't need to check Twitter.
His phone works, though. Email. Like, so it's not the worst because your phone could not be functional right now.
Yeah.
Stop complaining, sir.
Yeah.
Okay?
The worst, this happened to a friend of mine, did it in a public bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you it fell in the toilet, and then you're like, you know, like fishing it out was not, it was not a clean bathroom.
Just blow your phone up at that
point.
Yeah,
at that point, this was like a late night bar kind of situation. It was not good.
I've dropped my toothbrush in the toilet before.
And did you get rid of the toothbrush or were you like, I can salvage it?
No, just kidding. I got rid of it. I was like, see ya, toothbrush.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was like, all right.
Respect.
All right. I got a lot of them here. I just got to figure out. The worst is when you come home, 773. The worst is when you come home to find your dog had an accident upstairs on the hardwood floor, only for that accident to drip down the ceiling tile in the kitchen below.
That's the worst.
See, these are hard because I'm flying fast and loose, so this is where you get a little bit, you know, I probably wouldn't have done that one if I knew it was a bathroom. I'm not a huge fan of the bathroom ones, but that's a good one. 847. The worst is when the birthday cake slid off the plastic tray as you were entering the restaurant and it was upside down. Had to scoop it up, rearrange frosting, take it in, and say it slid around in the car. That's Ed from Joliet. That's a good one.
That's really good. One.
When you're the oh, just re oh, look
oh,
at that.
It was a bumpy car ride.
773 says the worst is when people who leave their car double parked in a one-way street for nearly 15 minutes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
I hate that.
I would say the worst than that is double parking in a two-lane like Ashland. Anyone who double parks on Ashland is just, what are you doing?
That happened to me the other day, and just straight up ahead was a place that could, like a hydrant, they could have put their flashers on for a minute.
The
like,
two
just
lane,
get out of the street.
The two-lane street, if you're on Western or you're on Ashland or you're on any of the ones that are two lanes, like you're forcing people for your double park job. Mm-hmm. You're forcing people to move to a different lane.
You're turning a street into a maze. Like you have to like curve. I hate that. I live in Little Village and people, it's like the culture and I'm not used to it, but I'm not going to say anything because I'm not that tough.
There's a lot of double parking.
Like,
going to go up to somebody. Hey, I don't live here. I'm not from Little Village, but what's with the double park?
No, they won't talk to me. It's okay. Say hello to the corn man and
the elote guy.
The elote
right,
man.
Right.
Oh, elote. Yeah.
262 says the worst is when you stop at the gas station to buy a beverage and the person behind the counter sneezes into their hand and wipes their nose and then uses that to grab your beverage. And
that's, yes,
that's when you just leave.
In the area that you put your mouth. I like that's how they finish.
In that area where you put your mouth.
Of the okay. All right.
They thought about that.
Yeah, that's the worst. Nope.
What do you got? Pete Zimmerman, what do you think? You got another one for us? Take us to the news?
Sure. You know what's the worst, Justin?
What's the worst, Pete?
Talking about your allergies. I hate when people talking about their allergies. I don't care. Stop it. Everybody has them. They're terrible. We know.
It's really funny you said that because I was out front and I was talking to my neighbor. She was out there with her daughter. And she said something about her allergies. And I said, yeah, I kind of same thing. I just, I forgot what it was. Whatever I said, she said, oh, that's just like my husband. He's got the same thing. And then she says, and then her daughter said something. He goes, boys don't ever do anything about their allergies, honey. Like, that's what you said. Like guy, like, essentially, like, why doesn't he take medicine?
Yeah.
And they're like, she broke it down in a perfect way. She's like, boys don't take stuff for allergies. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of true. I'd be like, I don't know what's wrong with my, I don't know what this is, but I don't care. I'm not going to do anything about it.
Kids are good like that. I was one time talking about how badly I wanted donuts, and this kid was like, why don't you just make them? And I'm like, that's a really good point. But then I made them, and it turns out that making donuts is very difficult.
I was going to say that. It's terrible advice.
Who makes
kid.
Donuts?
Yeah, that there's deep frying in that.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just put that on it. Like, there's, like, actual oil and stuff. That's a terrible idea.
It's doable. It's just really hard. But then the next time I saw that kid, I was like, hey,
the cleanup
this
alone.
Is why.
Yeah. now you have a good reason yes. to tell the kid. Good, I was looking for you. Listen.
Life lesson.
Life lesson. That's not going to work.
I could just buy a donut.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break for the news. We'll come back. Dave Hellum and Erica Reed in studio. It's the worst here on the download. Stay with us. Welcome back to the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, we're playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. Dave Hellum and Erica Reed are in studio. Dave Hellum, he performs with Second City's Afrofuturism Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. Erica Reed, she's Crafty, which will be at Reggie's on Saturday night. And she's also directing a comedy about baseball, Strike 3, at the Public House Wednesdays in June. She'll also be at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. This is also in June. All right, so let's go to the lines. Let's go to Frank. Frank.
Yes.
What's the worst?
The worst is when you're playing video poker, you're dealt a winning hand, but you forget to hit hold on each card, and you deal your next hand, and you throw away your winning hand.
Oh, man. I don't even know. I don't play video poker, but I'm assuming that's the worst.
That is the worst.
Yeah, it's bad. And what's even worse than that is when you do it twice.
Or when you lose your house to a gambling problem. Yeah, that's
you
bad.
Watch out. Yeah, you need those wins. Thanks, Frank.
I know that moment
I'm gonna keep
when
Frank
you're like,
on hold. I like that.
That moment when you realize what you've done and you're like, no, oh, and you can't get it back.
Especially
tough.
When there's money on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only think of, you know, any small stakes situations I've been in Vegas or in a casino where you're like, I didn't mean to do that. I wasn't paying attention. Oh, I lost money.
It's bad enough when you're just like playing games on your phone. You're like, I messed it up.
It's one thing like when you're playing Mario Kart and you're like, I didn't recognize. Oh, I'm in fourth.
Playing Scrabble and you're like, I missed that triple word score.
Oh, my gosh. when you mess up your own money, like,
yeah,
I had my, I got to tell you the story now, Justin. All right. I had my first international comedy show. I got a passport. I didn't have a passport before, like, last week. So I rushed it. My passport came in time because I had a show in Punta Cana Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
it's my first comedy show.
Congratulations.
My first time getting paid. This is being outside of America. But I'm doing comedy. Not only do I miss my flight. On Friday, I end up having to pay the promoter for my missed flight, my missed hotel room, as well as the deposit that I have to give back to him now. So
you ended up caught.
I had the crying Jordan face. That was me just
thinking.
If anyone wants to pay for it, we should do like a pledge drive for Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, people.
I'll contribute.
Maybe we can, you know, yeah, maybe I'll give you one of these.
Like, yeah. If homeless people can do it, I can do it. I've seen so many homeless people with GoFundMes right now. So why not? Let's do it.
So many GoFundMe homeless pages. You just can't get through them.
A homeless person actually asked me that. Like, yeah. I didn't have any money, and it wasn't GoFundMe. He said I could quick pay him if I didn't have any money. I was like, why do you have an email address? Like you know, I don't understand.
That's the new thing. Yeah, I guess like, I don't have any money. They're like, oh, I'll take quick pay.
Yeah,
that's what libraries are for. You right. Use the email.
847. The worst: stubbing your toe.
That is pretty bad. It hurts a lot.
It's a simple one, but kind of works. 262 says the worst is when you find your son's missing Lego piece with your bare foot when you're walking down the stairs.
Yeah. Or similarly, like a little shard of glass from when you broke a glass the week before.
Oh.
Yeah.
773 says the worst is when someone races you to the last parking space.
And they look you in the eye.
Yes.
And they look at you like,
I am making this choice.
630's got one. The worst is when you're on the last CD of a book and there's a defect on the CD, so you can't finish the book.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is the worst, right?
What do you do?
First world problems.
Gotta go to the library, read that. Well, libraries don't have books anymore, really. How do you find out what happens?
I know, right?
The internet.
630, the worst, trying to listen to your favorite radio program and the 3-year-old wants to tell you all about the moth she just saw. Not really. She's the best. That's what it says here. We don't think the 3-year-old's the worst. She's the best.
I kind of want to hear about the moth.
Right?
It must be pretty cool. Moths are pretty cool.
They are. I would say, you know, moths are the worst.
Moths are the worst.
I had these little guys in my house that were like, they weren't even like cool moths. Like the one thing about moths is you're like, oh, that's such a cool design. No, these were just little... Like, little guys of nothing. And you're like, what? You don't even do anything. You don't even move when I try to kill you.
Right.
Like, you have no redeeming qualities.
And there's the food moths, and then there's the wool moths. Right. My husband's on a one-man moth terrorism. Like, he's like, he is knocking off moths left and right. If he sees them, like, he gets a glint in his eye, and he won't rest until he kills the moths. Everywhere.
And he's never going to win.
No.
He's never going to win.
I found like 3 baby moths in the closet last night. I was like, hey, there's some new moths.
Are you
here.
Hiding them? You're like,
I have a fear of moths.
Escape
out the back door.
They're furry. Like, they're like furry and they're like butterflies, but like they're like hipster butterflies. Like they're just butterflies with beards. And it's like, I don't understand it. I don't like it.
Let's go to the phone. Sarah, what's the worst, Sarah?
The worst would be I have 2 little girls. And they'll take my cell phone, which is synced with my Facebook, and they'll just call random numbers. And so, like, my 1-year-old was talking to somebody that I went to the 8th grade dance with that I haven't spoke to in, like, I don't even know. Wouldn't even know him. Or just, like a coworker that I had at another job that I didn't even know we were friends. And so I have to get through somehow, like, oh, hey, yeah. It's just so uncomfortable.
Isn't that what social media is for, to bring us all together?
Just awkwardly.
Yes, awkwardly. Well, by your child.
It makes me feel really creepy that I have them in my phone. And, you know, it's just, you can't come back from that.
You really can't come back from that. I think what you need to do is move out of the country.
Yeah.
You need to get to some tropical locale and just go undercover, go incognito.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Good deal.
All right, Sarah, hold on, okay?
Like, think about how great that is. Like, if you want to get back at somebody and you have, like, your child call them and let them know that not only, like, are you over them, but you also have a family and, like, an offspring, just to like rub it in more, like.
Oh, did my call? Oh, that's weird. That's my son, my beautiful boy, is calling you. We never had a kid. I'm so sorry. Facebook's so crazy. Let's go to Susan. Susan, what's the worst, Susan?
Being in a public bathroom and going to reach for the toilet paper and there is none.
So what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Or maybe don't answer that.
That is the worst.
That's the worst.
All right, let's try another one. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's the worst, Rich?
When you've gone to like one of these big home shopping centers, you know, and you're carrying some big box and you're walking behind somebody's pickup truck and they haven't taken the trailer hitch off the back of their truck and you nail your shin right into that.
Oh, man, there's like a, the whole room just kind of,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the full meaning of pain.
Do you hold onto the box? You hold onto the box?
No.
No, you let it go.
Yep, let it go, grab the shin, lay on the ground like a little girl and cry.
Oh. Thanks, Rich. Thanks.
Yep, have a good evening.
You too, you too. There you go, 312-981-7200. Okay, I'll read the rest. I got a ton. This is great. There's so much here. And then Erica, Dave, and myself, we will pick the winners, who gets the tickets and the pizzas when we return. It's the worst here on the download. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? My peoples come first. The worst come the worst. Worst come the worst. My peoples come first. Worst come the worst. My peoples come first. I got worldwide family.
It is the download. It's the worst. It is 10:50 on Tuesday night. 312-981-7200. We're wrapping it up. We got some prizes to give away. Dave Hellum and Erica Reed in studio. Dave, stand-up comedian. He's also in Second City's Afrofuturism. Great variety show that's on Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock at the Second City. Mm-hmm. Erica Reed is in the Beastie Boys tribute band, the all-female Beastie Boys tribute band.
That's right.
She's Crafty, which will be at Reggie's in the South Loop on Saturday. She's also directing a comedy about baseball called Strike 3 at the Public House Theater Wednesdays in June. And she'll be at the Chicago Women's Funny Festival in June as well. All right, let's get to these texts. I got a lot of people on the line, and we're going to get through all these.
Let's do it.
312, politicians are the worst. Yeah, that's low-hanging fruit on a night that we're talking about politics, right? 815, the worst is after running her first Wrigley 5K, my daughter, her friends, and I went to the Cubby Bear to celebrate. Mm. She and I hit the head. That's a bathroom. First, she drops her hydrate drink in the toilet, bends down to fish it out, turns back, and her expensive sunglasses fall in. Mm. And when she bent down to fish them out, her phone fell out of her pocket and joined the glasses.
Oh, that's great. That is.
Needless to say, she switched from health drink to alcohol. Lots of it. That's a lot. That
it's
is
like a
worst.
One-person farce happening in that toilet stall.
815, crawling into bed at 11 o'clock at night before the big meeting and finally finding that earwig as it crawls across your face at 2 a.m. Mm. Now you may never sleep.
Right.
Man, that's terrible. The worst, 773, the worst is when a bird poops on your clean car you just bought as a surprise gift.
Oh.
It's like a Lexus commercial.
Yeah. It's a giant bow on top of it with a piece of bird poop.
I like that.
312, the worst is people who listen to audiobooks. Yeah. I don't know about that. There's a lot down. I want to get to the ones that we skipped earlier. The worst is when people can't keep up to speed on a 50-mile-per-hour zone. Yeah. 319, the worst is waiting for CPD for 2 hours just to be told there's nothing they can do.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, well, I wouldn't just say that's CPD. That's any police department. I mean, they can't do some things they can't do. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
262, the worst, oh, we did that one, the sneezes. 262, the worst is when you look forward to your baked Spam on the way to your night job.
Oh, that is
the worst.
Your life sucks, man. Like...
847 says the worst is living in a state that can't pass a budget for a year and your Dead Wings friends in Detroit now have something to give you crap about. There's a grr at the end. 224 says the worst from 2006. I had a great intro to improv class at Second City.
Yay.
And I got T-boned on the way home that day.
Oh, hopefully that means a T-bone steak.
No.
That sounds like a great day.
Is it hard to say yes and after that?
I'm not touching that one.
The worst is when the Indiana IRS levied my bank account because broke-ass Illinois didn't send the money that was withheld. Ooh, topical.
Are we broker than Indiana? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what they say, but I think everybody's broke.
We have teeth.
I don't know.
Sorry, Indiana listeners.
The worst, and we did that one. The 815, the worst is my son bringing me home a bucket of popcorn from the movies and having my weigh-in for the Biggest Loser winner at work tomorrow. You got to wait. You got to just, you know what? If I can do anything, I don't hope it's not too late because it's been about a half hour since that text. You know what? This is a, that's a sign. Throw it away. Besides, it's already old. Like yeah. that popcorn at a certain point is not going to taste the way it tastes when you first put your hands in it at a movie theater.
Yeah.
Right?
You can do that thing where you like pretend to eat it and you're like, yum, this is delicious. Thank you. But then don't actually eat it. I appreciate the gift.
708, stale dinner rolls.
I love it. Stale dinner rolls are the worst. Oh, so disappointing.
Okay. All right. And the last one here, the worst is losing shutout at home. How about those Dodgers, huh, Northside? Sure look yeah. good from 35th Street.
No, that's the worst when you have to text Cub insults because your team sucks. Okay, like that's they won tonight though, so good job.
Yeah, like, but I mean they just lost 7 in a row. Yeah, there's like, not much to talk about because the Cubs lost a game.
Why can't people from this city just like both teams? Like just
I know
be a Chicago fan, man. Yeah.
There's a lot, you know. I think it's generational. I really do. I think you get down the line a little bit, and now I think younger people are like, "What? There's a thing? I didn't know there was a thing." I think the generation of the kid, like of the parents who are really into it mm-hmm. are now having kids, and those kids are like, I'm just gonna look at my phone while I'm sitting in these box seats. they really don't care. All right, real quick, I had you guys, if you have any others that you want to do before we go, because I know you may have actually done some homework tonight. Dave, what do you got?
The worst is when you meet like homeless people and they have like a very touching story and like you're like crying and they're crying. And then you see that person and next week, and then they have the same exact story mm-hmm. that they gave you, and you just feel betrayed.
There's a guy on Van Buren that is not far from where I live who has a sign that says, I have a job interview tomorrow.
Yeah.
I need to get a new shirt. Help me out. And you're like, oh. But then 3 days later, you see the same sign. I'm like, this my is deja advice, vu. My advice to anyone who may be panhandling for money is, don't be so specific in your time.
Or maybe he just had another job interview.
Maybe he has one every day. And something happens to his new shirt that he buys every day.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, he is standing. Who knows? You're right. You're right. You know what? That was very presumptive of me, and I apologize.
But I thought he liked me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was a genuine friendship. That hurt my feelings a little bit.
Erica, what do you got?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
When you like get to-go food, and the plastic fork that comes with it is so flimsy that the tines go on the outside of the food you're trying to spear. It's the worst.
It is the worst.
Oh, man.
All right. Are we ready to rock? All right. Let's give away. We're going to give away 2 pizzas and a pair of tickets. How about that? The 2 pizzas, of course, are for Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And first place is going to get a pair of tickets to Barefoot in the Park playing May 27th through the 19th of June at Leela Arts Center in downtown Des Plaines. Watch as newlyweds Paul and Corey's differing personalities take them on a wild ride. Get tickets at LeelaArtsCenter.com. All right. So for third place, let's go with 630. The worst, trying to listen to your favorite radio program and the 3-year-old wants to tell you about the moth she just saw. Not now. Not really. She's the best. We did that just for we thought about the moth conversation that came out of it.
We all have feelings about moths.
Yeah, we appreciate that you brought up moths.
Yeah.
Dave really appreciates it since he's afraid of them.
He loves them.
I don't like them.
Loves them.
All right, let's see if I can quickly find number 2. So number 2 is going to get a pizza as well. All right, here we go. 847. This is from Ed in Joliet. Ed, the worst is when a birthday cake slid off the plastic tray as you were entering the restaurant and it was upside down, so you had to scoop it up, rearrange the frosting, take it in and say it slid around in the car. There's worse on so many levels. It's the worst that happened to you, and it's a little bit of the worst that you did it.
You lied. You lied about it.
You're really like moving the frosting around. Like, are you using your hands?
I'm pretty sure he uses hands.
Yeah. Like maybe like grabs like a blanket from the back of the car and he like is trying to like smear it so it looks right.
That looks like an H in happy.
I like that. Well, I like it. I like that you tried, Ed. I really like it. All right, so first place. This is exciting. Are we ready for first place?
So excited.
This is on the line. It is Sarah. Sarah, you just won the worst for tonight. Sarah, tell us again. Your great story.
Well, thanks. I'm
I'm glad that those awkward calls led to something good.
So essentially, your child at 1 year old was calling people through your Facebook app on your smartphone, people that you either A, worked with before or maybe dated before, whatever it is, embarrassing you to no lengths to the point where you need to leave the country.
Exactly.
Did I get it?
Actually, I should say, too, that, I mean, both my 4 year old watches me on my phone, and so then she knows where to go.
Mm.
She knows how to use my phone better than I do.
Uh-oh, watch out.
And
all she has to do is hit Facebook Messenger, that little button, she knows it, and then you make a call and hit video, and we've actually had situations where, like, thankfully it was a friend, but, like, my friend had been watching what's going on in my house for, like, a while.
Oh, no. All right, well, yeah. Sarah... Well, okay, you're going to get tickets to theater, and hopefully that will you can leave your phone with your 4-year-old that night.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Eric. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That was amazing.
Eric, yeah, thanks to Erica Reed and Dave Hellum. Dave's Afrofuturism at Second City, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Erica Reed, you got a lot of things going on.
A lot of stuff going on.
She's crafty. Also, the Strike 3 play and the Chicago Women's Funny Festival.
That's right.
Thanks to both of you for coming on The Worst this week.
Thanks for having us. This was a blast.